A product of General Mills presents Joan Blaine in Valiant Lady. And here is Art Millett.
You know, when a man's working in an office or almost anywhere else, he can't stop and get himself a bite to eat about 11 in the morning if he feels empty and sort of run down all of a sudden. Probably you've heard your husband say he needs a breakfast that will stay by. Well, that's certainly important, because no man wants to be caught at a disadvantage when the big boss or an important client shows up an hour or so before lunch. Well, if it's a full morning supply of nourishment you want your husband to get, I'm recommending a big bowl full of Wheaties with milk or cream, of course, and some fruit. There's a breakfast that will do a real job of helping to see your husband through until lunchtime. Now, it may be you're thinking that cereal flakes might not be so very substantial. Well, of course, it's not the form of a food that counts for nourishment. It's the food itself. And Wheaties are whole wheat, which speaks volumes for food value. Those crisp, crunchy Wheaties flakes are whole wheat with its bang-up supply of good, honest food energy. Now, that, as you know, is the fuel that a man or any grown-up or child burns up as he works or plays. Now, you know the other nutrients that are provided by whole wheat. Good protein, also the minerals, phosphorus and iron, and vitamin B. All this kind of valuable nourishment comes in Wheaties. Now, perhaps your husband has been complaining about that 11 o'clock slump. Well, do try giving him Wheaties. They're extra nourishing, and I'm sure he'll enjoy the crisp, refreshing quality of these golden brown toasted flakes. Wheaties taste something grand. You'll like Wheaties yourself, and oh, will that youngster of yours. So why don't you ask your grocer for a package or two of Wheaties today? Now, Valiant Lady. At last, Joan Barrett knows the answer to questions which started Pine River's whispering campaign against Paul Morrison, against Irene Kruska and her new baby, and indirectly, even against the Barretts themselves. She knows that Irene is the estranged wife of young Douglas Gillespie, and that the marriage was a failure because Doug never got up enough courage to tell his haughty, domineering mother about it. However, he convinced Joan that he wants to make a new start, and a right start now. And early this morning, Joan attempted a reconciliation between the two. It failed rather dismally, as Joan told her father when he came home for lunch a couple of hours later. And as Jim Barrett is preparing to go back to work, Joan calls to him from the next room.
Are you leaving, Father?
Yep. St. Joan.
Yes?
Has Douglas told his mother about him and Irene yet?
No. I asked him not to, Father. There's no point in starting more trouble until we settle what we have right here.
Oh. You mean Irene has been so set against him, huh?
Mm-hmm. Or pretending to be.
Mm.
Oh, Father. Would you wait here just a second? I want to show you something.
Oh, sure, sure.
Enter a little Miss Gillespie.
Well.
Oh, Father, he's so proud of having a real name that he wanted to dress up and celebrate.
Hello there, beautiful. I think all this stuff looking like $1 million. In small
You're right.
Yeah, and still no place to go.
No place just now, perhaps.
Yeah, her mother doesn't want her. And her father. Say, Joan,
mm-hmm.
Where did you get that little lace bonnet for?
Oh, it's beautiful. I made it.
Yeah.
And, Father, look at the little booties that Stevie made.
And doggone if she doesn't know what a sensation she is. And what's she grin at me?
She's been doing that all morning. Oh, dear,
she'll
just do it once
more for Ivan. Joan, that's an idea. Mm-hmm. You taking her in there now?
Yes. For a very special reason, Father. You want her to walk with us as far as the door?
I sure do.
Just before Douglas left, he said something else. Mm-hmm.
Well, then what, Joan?
Oh, it wasn't anything very important. My idea may not work at all, but I guess I should try it first and then tell you about it later, Father.
Oh, okay. I'll keep a check rein on my curiosity till supper time. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Father.
And good luck to the idea.
Thank you. I'll need more than luck.
Who is it?
It's John, Irene.
Is Doug with it?
No, dear.
Well, come on in then.
Doug isn't, but someone else.
Huh? Oh, her.
Yes.
Joan, I told you a dozen times that I don't want it. If you think I feel any different since Douglas...
No, I'm not thinking anything about that, Irene. The baby was trying on her new spring wardrobe this afternoon, and I thought the clothes might interest her, even if she doesn't.
You're just trying to get me to look at it.
Well, she's something very special to look at. New bonnet, dress, booty.
Oh, Joan.
You know, Irene, I think she's beginning to look a lot like you. Same silky blonde hair, same lovely wide eyes.
I don't care.
Won't you turn around this way?
No.
Why not? Are you afraid to look at it?
No. I've told you, Joan, that I just don't want to see it.
What if I told you that it might be your last chance?
What do you mean?
Well, I can't tell you that her future has been provided for.
How? You don't mean Doug?
Yes. Just before he left this morning, he said, if Irene doesn't want the baby, I want it. So, I told him to come for her whenever he liked.
John, you didn't.
Of course I did. I did think you might like to say goodbye to her.
Goodbye. John, he can't have her.
What?
No. Please don't give her to him. Give her to me. She's mine.
Oh,
I didn't want to love her. I tried to make myself hate her on account of him. But it didn't work. All the time that it was just an empty feeling. I wanted my baby. Oh, please. Can I take him now?
Of course, dear. He's been waiting for a long time.
Oh, my baby. Yeah, now you don't have to cry just because I am. See? You're pretty baby. Oh, Joan.
I understand, dear.
It's like your heart is closed up into a lot of ice. And then all of a sudden it's melted. I guess there's no use fighting this kind of love, is
there? No use at all, honey.
Funny little nose. And look, Joan. Tiny little hands. I've got dimples in them. Oh, if your mother is shut down, I'll never let you go. Look, John. Look. She's smiling at me.
Mm-hmm.
Look, tears are still in her eyes. She's smiling right through them. I guess she isn't mad at me for being what I was.
Of course not. You know, I think one of the nicest things about babies is that they never hold a grudge.
Yes.
Isn't it too bad that we grown-ups can't take a lesson from them?
Oh. Me don't you?
Perhaps.
But, Joan, it wasn't my fault that Doug went off and left.
Oh, no, of course not. And it wasn't the baby's fault that she planned to go off and leave her. Irene, what Douglas said about wanting to take her away with him, he really meant it,
did he? Oh, what if he did?
If you won't let him have the baby, you'll be losing not only his wife, but his child. Do you really think he deserves that kind of punishment?
Joan, I'm not holding a grudge against him. And I don't want you to think that I'm just getting even. I could forgive him for leaving me stranded in New York. Because I know he was aiming to send for me later on. And being under his mother's thumb the way I was, I guess it wasn't his fault that he couldn't get up enough nerve to tell us.
Oh, Irene, that's what I hoped you'd say. When past mistakes are understood and forgiven...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not saying that I'm going all the way in forgiving him. I wish I could, Joan. Honest, I do. But I can't forget that he did the same thing the second time when I needed him most. I swallowed my pride and I wrote to him. What did he do? He took one look at my letter and beat it out of town. And, Joan, I don't know how I can ever forgive him for that.
Irene.
Oh.
Irene, could you... Would you forgive me if I could prove that I never got that letter?
Doug, where'd you come from?
Excuse me, Miss Barrett.
Of course, Mr. Gillespie.
Irene, I can prove I didn't get it. I never saw it.
I don't believe you.
I swear I can. If you'll just listen to me for just a minute.
Irene, why not give him a sporting chance? Well, okay. But after that, he's got to get out when I tell him to.
All right, that's fair enough. Irene, Mother's gardener, old Simon, is a good friend of yours, isn't he?
He sure is.
Would you take his word for something?
Yes, I believe anything Simon told me.
That's all I want to know. Come in, Simon.
Good afternoon, Miss Barrett. Irene.
Oh, well, son.
Good afternoon, Mr. Todd. Sit down, won't you?
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Simon, Irene wants to know about that letter.
Well, darn me, Irene, it was all my fault.
Your fault?
Yeah. Way back when Mr. Douglas first come from New York, he said to me, Simon, he says, I got me a girl in the city what'll be writing to me, and I don't want Mother to know about it yet. So when you bring in the mail morning, keep out the letters with her writing on them.
Yeah, well, how could he tell it?
I showed him an envelope to go by, Irene.
Well, they come pretty sick there for a spell, and then all of a sudden, well, they quit.
You bet they did.
Yeah, there wasn't any other one until long toward the end of March this year. Then I see the same square-shaped envelope with the green ink on it, and I stuck it in my pocket, aiming to give it to Mr. Douglas here.
Well?
Well, I'm not sure he'd admit it. But we were so busy getting Mr. Douglas off to Philadelphia and all that, well, that's been in the pocket of my other coat ever since.
Oh,
here it is, if you still want it.
Take it, Irene. You can see for yourself that it hasn't been opened.
You didn't know about the baby at all?
Not any more than Simon knew those letters were yours, and she nearly dropped dead when I told him about you and me.
Yeah, I sure did.
Irene, your husband agreed to leave when you asked him to. Do you want him to go? No?
Oh, no.
Oh, darling.
Doug. Oh, Doug, I've missed you so much.
Darling, it's been so long. Oh, God.
Oh, darling.
Well, if that don't beat all, him and her and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Todd.
Yes?
I don't think either one of us would be missed just now.
Huh? Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, between them, Joan and old Simon have achieved the double reconciliation so long awaited by the Barrett family. But there still remains the question, what will Mother have to say about it? What can Mrs. Gillespie say or do now that the whispering campaign, aimed first at Irene and Paul, then at Joan and Paul, has proved a boomerang? Don't you think that this just goes to prove the wisdom back of that popular saying, don't start what you can't finish? It's certainly not wise to coax and urge a child to do something you feel quite sure he won't do. And don't you think it's especially bad to coax and urge a child to eat something you're quite sure he'll refuse to eat? Now, of course, when it comes to getting a child to eat the breakfast he needs, it's so easy when you serve those crisp, crunchy Wheaties flakes with milk or cream and fruit. This breakfast looks good to a youngster, and every mouthful tastes like more. Wheaties are made to order for a child's appetite, and they're whole wheat, so they're very nourishing. Give Wheaties to your boy or girl, and I'm thinking you won't have to do any coaxing at breakfast time. Won't you try serving Wheaties tomorrow? Wheaties come in a bright orange and blue package, lettered W-H-E-A-T-I-E-S. It's easy to spot at your grocer's. Listen to Valiant Lady tomorrow when something is proposed for the good of the town. This is your announcer, Art Millett.